front of a live social media audience. We are a mature podcast to talk about mature things. This is definitely not kid-friendly. We warrant you. Anything that we say about anything is our own personal opinions, not the opinions of anyone else. Any clips we use is not ours. We're just borrowing for the show. Thank you and have a nice day. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Master Bitters Presents One-on-One. My name is DeAndre Robinson, and I'm here with someone that people really wanted to say hi to. I'm here with CJ. What's up, CJ?
Hey, what's up? Yo, it's your boy. I'm back.
We get a lot of past Master Bitters on here and rich people to do one-on-ones, and CJ is no exception. He's definitely going to do black movies. And here's how this goes. Got 104 black movies tournament. The highest seed will always play the lowest seed. Got two playing games. Each round, we will have the highest seed always play the lowest seed. If CJ have a problem with one of the something's hard or he doesn't care about it, he can pass that to me. However, though, he had to live with that consequence because you never know who's going to play who. In the fourth round, there will be a bye for the number one overall seed. In the quarterfinals, there will be a bye for the lower part of the tournament. And like always, there will be a third place game as well. So we'll have a ranking of 1, 2, 3, and 4. CJ, are you ready?
Yes.
All right.
Can't wait for this one. All right. Yeah, because y'all fucked this shit up.
Well, okay. So we did it before. This one, our first brackets. Obviously, it was one of the first names, so we didn't get a lot more votes. And I'm not gonna lie, it was a lot more white votes. So it is what it is. However, though, the final four was Coming to America versus Bad Boys. Sorry, after the finals. Finals was Coming to America versus Bad Boys. The final four we'll get into when you get to your final four. But that was I'm not mad at Coming to America versus Bad Boys. It's not horrible.
All right, yeah. I'm not mad at the overall outcome, but the voting throughout was ridiculous to come to it.
Yeah, it was. All right, yeah. So CJ, let's see if you get this wrong. Now, mind you, this is CJ's bracket. Whatever CJ does, it's on him. All right?
Yes, all me, all about me.
All about CJ's, right? So with that being said... All right, so with that being said, CJ, let's go first. We're going to do a play-in game. This is Don't Be a Menace to South Central While Drinking Your Juice in the Hood, 1996, versus The Last Dragon, 1985.
The Last Dragon, bro. You already know, The Last Dragon.
And off the rip, CJ got it wrong.
Yo. Don't Be a Menace is cool and all, but... Yeah, worst is worst. I'll watch The Last Dragon, and you know, I will.
Me and CJ went to Vegas last year, and this motherfucker made me watch The Last Dragon at least like 7 times in Vegas. So yeah. All right, next playing game: Undercover Brother 2002 versus I'm Gonna Get You Sucker 1988.
I'm Gonna Get You Sucker.
All right, now let's get into the tournament. At number one, Moonlight, 2016. Versus number 100, Do the Right Thing, 1989. Now, before CJ picks, I want to say this right now. I did not make these rankings. All right? You have a problem with these rankings? Rotten Tomatoes. Fuck Rotten Tomatoes, I guess they're cool. The reason I do Rotten Tomatoes because, one, it's easier to convert. And two, if they get it wrong, you blame them. And fuck them. So.
Yeah. Oh, fuck Rotten Tomatoes. And they can suck a big donkey dick.
All right. That being said,
Moonlight. Okay. Easy choice.
And Moonlight will play the Last Dragon in the next round.
Oh, shit. Damn, I should be doing the right thing.
Number two, Get Out, 2017. Verse number 99, The Meteor Man, 1993.
Oh, shit. Man, The Meteor Man is one of my favorite movies. Get Out, yeah, that kind of scared me. Yeah, that was a horror movie. Yeah. Man, I want to say Meteor Man so bad, but Get Out was a better movie. So I'm thinking Get Out.
All right, and Get Out will play I'm Gonna Get You Sucker in the next round. Number three, Black Panther, 2018. Rick number 98, South Central, 1992.
Black Panther.
Black Panther should win, obviously. However, South Central got a bad seat because South Central's a fucking amazing movie.
Yeah, it's a pretty good movie. But against Black Panther, you just, man. Yeah.
Number four, Friday, 1995. Verse number 97, Blank Man, 1994.
Motherfucker. Fuck Rotten Tomatoes. Oh, shit. Oh. All right, Blank Man.
Remember, this is your bracket.
I know. I want to fuck it up in the first. It's not even the first round yet. Let's play it yet. Fuck. Oh, I don't know. Friday.
All right.
The classic.
So it's J5 and RIP.
I know. Oh, J5. One of the worst cinematic deaths ever.
Number five. Number five, Love and Basketball, 2000. Verse number 96, Ali, 2001.
Ali.
And Ali will play Black Panther in the next round.
Oh, sorry, Ali.
Number six, John Q, 2002. Verse number 95, A Low Down Dirty Shame, 1994.
Shit. Rotten is killing you right now. All right. Yeah, John Q.
My man.
I love Little Under the Shame, though. Love that movie.
My man, that pick, but John Q is John Q. I mean, it is what it is. Yeah. John Q is my favorite Denzel Washington movie. I am not going to bury my son. That's
just yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, he is. Oh, man. He's savage, man.
Number seven, What's Love Got to Do With It, 1993. Rick number 94, Four Color Girls, 2010.
Ooh, that is a tough one.
Got to get harder and harder, if I say that.
I know. Yeah, definitely. All right, what's love got to do with it?
For Color Girls, so again, I'm on record saying that I'm not the biggest Tyler Perry fan, especially Madea movies. So outside of Madea movies, I like, and For Color Girls was actually a good movie. One of the most tragic and sad things I've ever seen by Michael Ealy did ever in the movie, but yeah. Wasn't a bad movie.
Yeah, no, Tyler Perry, you know, he's got some good movies besides the Madea ones.
Yeah, fuck Madea.
And fuck the only thing is his movies got like so much monologue.
Yeah,
Quentin Tarantino has just straight dialogue, but Tyler Perry's got monologue. Just one motherfucker just talking for a grip.
Number eight, Juice, 1992. Verse number 93, He Got Game, 1988.
Yeah, Juice. Yeah, you got the juice now. That's like the dumbest lie, but still.
I'm not gonna lie, I disagree with that one in a heartbeat. But it is what it is. This is yours. Yeah. Number nine, Harlem Nights, 1989. Verse number 92, Notorious, 2009.
Yeah, Harlem Nights.
Yeah, let me finish.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Notorious wasn't bad, though. It's no Harlem Nights.
It's not Harlem Nights.
Yeah. Right.
Number 10, Poetic Justice, 1993. Verse number 91, Why Do Fools Fall in Love, 1988.
Why do fools fall in love?
Ooh. upset right there.
Yeah. I don't know. Tupac and Janet was all right, but
Ooh, wah, ooh, wah.
Yeah. Frankie Lively was killing it. Yeah, all the girls.
he married everybody. You know, he did.
They at the end, it's like, yeah, we won. What do you mean we? Oh, man.
Why do Fools Fall in Love will play Friday in the next round? Number 11, The Wood, 1999. Verse number 90, I Can Do Bad All By Myself, 2009.
The Wood. Just that motherfucker's dance move.
You get sexy?
Yeah. Did he call me? Yeah.
Number 12, The Preacher's Wife, 1996. Verse number 89, Think Like a Man, 2012.
Oh, The Preacher's Wife.
A lot of people I know don't appreciate that movie as people should.
Yeah, no.
Denzel Washington. It was a freaking amazing movie.
Yeah, it was a really good movie. Yeah, and that's one of the few movies that Denzel smiled a lot in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Showing them teeth.
Yeah. Number 13, Life, 1999. Verse number 88, Friday at the Next, 2002.
Friday at the Next is the third one. Yeah, so Life.
Yep, and Friday the Next is the best one to me. Yep, I said it, and I'll say it again.
Oh my God! What's you?
I say it, dude.
It's not a bad movie. It's just I don't think it's the best out of the three.
It's that best out of three. I mean, the third one, first one, and the second one.
Yeah.
All right. Number 14, Boys in the Hood, 1991. Verse number 87, All About the Benjamins, 2002. You got Cube versus Cube.
Yeah. Exactly. Boys in the Hood.
So, God is truth. My stepson's name Ricky, and he hasn't seen Boys in the Hood, and I just start screaming the name out just for that reason.
he don't get it.
He don't get it. Yeah.
Well, one day he gonna watch this movie and look at you like.
Number 15, Minutes of Society, 1993. Verse number 86, How Stella Got Her Groove Back,
1998.
Minutes. Man, I got these cheeseburgers, man.
I don't care to do this. This still is cheeseburgers. You could have had them.
Number 16, The Best Man, 1999. Verse number 85, Boomerang, 1992.
Oh, Boomerang.
Yeah. Good man.
And Boomerang. The best man got a little more star power, but...
A little more star power than Boomerang? Yeah. Eddie Murphy, Martin Lawrence, yeah. Right. Holly Berry.
At the time that they were made. Because a lot of people in Boomerang like hadn't come up yet. At the time.
Yeah. Boomerang will play John Q in the next round.
Wait, what?
They'll play John Q in the next round. Number 17, Straight Outta Compton, 2015. Verse number 84, Hustle and Flow, 2005.
Ooh, Hustle and Flow.
Whoop that trick.
Oh, man. Okay. I just rewatched Paid Full the other day. Which if I walked in, I'm like, oh, shit. It's a Hustle and Flow prequel.
Yeah. Hustle and Flow will play What's Love Got to Do With It in the next round. Okay. Number 18, New Jack City, 1991. Versus number 83, Hollywood Shuffle, 1987.
The movie is so dumb. I gotta go New Jack City. Hollywood Shuffle is fucking hilarious, though.
I feel like it's great, but New Jack City is New Jack City. Yeah. Rock-a-bye, baby. Number 19, Lean On Me, 1989. Versus number 82, The Brothers, 2001.
They used to call me Crazy Joe. Now they can call me Batman. Yes. Yeah, lead on me all day.
I mean, I picked lead on me too, but The Brothers got a bad, bad, bad fucking seed in that one. Jesus.
Yeah, they did.
The Brothers is amazing. There's one that, we just got done doing the rom-coms bracket, and The Brothers was on it. And I had my final four. Like, listen, The Brothers is fucking amazing. Amazing movie, amazing black movie. Haven't seen it, go watch it. It's fucking great. He said, your mama sucks so much dick, she walk on her knees.
Yeah. I had to rewind that bitch out here when I saw her. I'm like, what?
He said, your mama sucks so much dick, she walk on her knees. She said, your mama, see now. He said, my mama, see, that's literally me and your mama. My mama got a reason for me fucked up. Your mama fucked up for no reason. She's
fucking hilarious. Oh, man. Goodness. Yeah, no, all the old school clowns killing me.
Number 20, Way Into XL, 1995. Versus number 81, CB4, 1994.
Yeah, no. Waiting to exhale. CB4 is hilarious though, but no.
I'm not gonna lie. I picked CB4. Listen, really? Yeah, low cash, Christian motherfucking name Gusto. Like that shit
is amazing. I'm black, y'all. All right, that's all we know forever.
I'm big black, y'all. That shit is amazing. All right, number 21, Soul Food, 1997. Versus number 80, Drumline, 2002.
All right. Yeah. All right, yeah, I got to go regular saying this. I agree with you that the best version of Soul Food is on fucking Boondocks. Yes. Yeah, so no, yeah, I cannot pick. After watching that, I cannot pick for Soul Food.
So, Drumline?
Drumline. Yeah, Nick Cannon got to win this one. I hate saying that out loud.
Well, Drumline will play Juice in the next round. Number 22, Set It Off, 1996. Mm. Versus number 79, Major Pain, 1995.
That one hurt. That one hurt.
You could see CJ's vinegar stroke if I said that.
Oh, man. I gotta set it off.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, let me see Major Pain, though. But fucking Cleo.
Number 23, Coach Carter, 2005. Versus number 78, Belly, 1998.
Coach Carter. I mean, Belly's overrated.
Belly was shot in the dark. Gotta shoot. That movie is dark as fuck. And then not dark in tone. I mean, like, these motherfuckers said turn off all the lights. The movie is shot in the dark. It's hard to see the shit.
Yeah. Yeah. They was filming with cell phone flashlights.
Which it really was. Number 24, Baby Boy, 2001. Versus number 77, Diary of a Mad Black Woman, 2005.
All right, people going to hate me for this one. Diary of a Mad Black Woman.
You out your damn mind.
Yeah, exactly. Dude, I think Baby Boy is hella overrated.
Out your damn mind.
I watched it multiple times. Every time I watch it, the only thing I can think of was, why do people like this movie?
You know, put a dick in somebody and so go make tacos? Got you. I tried it before, I'm not gonna lie. I didn't have no taco meat, so it is what it is. And that's why it didn't work. Anyway, but Diary of Mad Black.
you wouldn't have a dry taco.
Diary of Mad Black Woman will play Harlem Nights in the next round. Number 25, ATL, 2006. With number 76, Two Can Play That Game, 2001.
Two Can Play That Game.
I'm not even mad at that.
Yeah. I wasn't that impressed with ATL. Tuukka Pettit had guy. Man, who told him he could act?
Tuukka Pettit had game. We'll play with Wood in the next round. Where am I? Okay. Number 20. Oh, this is Denzel versus Denzel in the first round. Again, I did not make these rankings. So, number 26.
Denzel versus Denzel, Ice Cube versus Ice Cube.
Number 26, American Gangster, 2007. Versus number 75, Training Day, 2001.
Ooh. Shit. Ooh. Y'all killing me, bro. Training Day.
All right. In Training Day, we'll play the Preacher's Wife in the next round.
No, let's go. Like, Ron Tabez is fucked up. Hey, we're going to take this girl out. No matter which one you pick, you're going to get some again.
Number 27, The Five Heartbeats, 1991. Versus number 74, Just Right. 2010.
All right, Five Heartbeats.
That ooh shit should have. There's no ooh about that shit. Five Heartbeats should have won.
Oh no, it definitely should have won. I just like that movie though.
But Just Right.
Yeah, if somewhere else in the bracket, it might have had a chance. But not just Five Heartbeats.
Number 28, House Party, 1990. Versus number 73, Sister Act 2, Back in the Habit, 1993.
Oh shit. All right, I'm going with the classic, House Party.
I mean, both classics. They're both black classics.
Yeah, Sister Act 2 is great, bro.
So I'm not going to lie, though. I didn't know the House Party had the white following that it did until we had the one episode last year or this year.
Yeah.
Everybody
like House Party.
Yeah, House Party is fucking amazing. Number 29, Bad Boys, 1995. Versus number 72, Coolie High, 1975.
Bad Boys.
Coolie High got a bad seat because Coolie High is amazing.
It was all right.
It was amazing.
Nah, I don't think it was amazing. I think it was all right.
Number 30, The Color Purple, 1985. Versus number 71, The Pursuit of Happiness, 2006.
What the fuck? Are you kidding me?
I did not make these rankings.
Dude, you just have to come up with my man. Plus, sorry, whoever's going up again. Oh, my God. Oh, they're both such amazing movies.
Take the band-aid off.
Yeah. All right. I'll go over Pursuit of Happiness. I cry more during that movie.
And the Pursuit of Happiness will play Life in the next round. Number 31, Paid in Full, 2002. Written number 70, Dreamgirls, 2006.
All right, I'll go with Dreamgirls.
Oh, I did not see that coming. But I say sorry to Cam first before you. Dreamgirls will play Boys in the Hood in the next round. Number 32, Coming to America, 1988. Verse number 69, Brown Sugar, 2002.
Coming to America.
Brown Sugar, man.
Yeah, fuck his punk ass.
But no, but the thing about Brown Sugar, though, they have a really good movie album. The album of a movie is fucking amazing.
Soundtrack.
Yeah. Soundtrack. Think you could not think of the word.
Really.
Number 33, Jason's Lyric, 1994. Verse number 68, Stump the Yard, 2007.
Oh, Jason's Lyric.
So I'm not gonna lie, I think I'm the only person that did it, but I picked Stump the Yard in this round. This one.
Really?
First of all, I think Jason's Lyric is really highly overrated. That's one movie I think highly overrated. Two, Stump the Yard was a good movie to me. Why you?
Yeah. No, the thing is, I don't lie. I like Stump the Yard. I think it's a good movie too. But I just think Jason's lyric a little better.
Again, this is all you. It's not all you.
Excuse me.
You all right?
Yeah.
Number 34, The Help, 2011. Versus number 67, Mo Money, 1992.
Oh, damn. I hate voting just the wins and anything. Yeah, but I got to go with The Help.
Yeah,
that pie, bro.
Got to get that shit, that shit pie.
Man.
Also, man, I know it's 25 minutes in, but spoiler alert to anyone who hasn't seen these movies, but we're going to kill these movies. So,
we can talk about it.
Number 35, The Bodyguard, 1992. Versus number 66, How to Be a Player, 1997.
How to Be a Player, because Bodyguard is not a black movie.
It's definitely not a black movie, but it's on here anyway. And
don't care. It ain't getting no votes over here.
And I'm not going to lie, How to Be a Player was my go-to movie in my early backsliding days. that was my movie Bible right there, How to Be a Player. That shit was amazing. All right. But How to Be a Player will play Menace to Society in the next round. Number 36, Next Friday, 2000. For number 65, The Great Debaters, 2007.
Oh, The Great Debaters. That movie's amazing.
And The Great Debaters will play New Jack City in the next round. Number 37.
Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah, we did this back and before. Great Debaters got no play. Oh,
it didn't.
Yeah.
It didn't. It actually lost. The Great Debaters actually lost by 69% of the votes.
Total. Yeah, that was ridiculous.
All right. Purple Rain, number 37, Purple Rain, 1984. For number 64, Class Act, 1992.
Oh, but Purple Rain.
Ooh, 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 ooh. Number 38, Sister Act, 1992. Written number 63, The Wiz, 1978.
All right. Now, when we did this on the show.
You damn right.
Kids don't me the fuck off. Yeah, I'll start picking up shit and throwing it.
Preach, preach.
Dude, how the fuck you pick Sister Act over The Wiz? One, Sister Act is not even a black movie. Fuck preach. That. No votes here. This is not a black movie. And The Wiz, one of the best black musicals of all time. That shit is
the best
amazing.
Black musical. There's no other black musical better than The Wiz.
Diana Ross, Michael Jackson. Oh, no. Oh, the songs are incredible. It just makes you feel great. It's completely better than The Wizard of Oz. Stomp 100%. That movie to the ground.
So obviously The Wiz win.
Yes. Oh my god, I can't believe this shit lost. Fucking.
So that is true. Casey's right. Is there other black musicals? I'm 100% sure. I'm not gonna lie, but I know the Wiz. That's No. Carmen and the Hip Hopper was the musical with Beyonce and Mos Def, but it's not beating the fucking Wiz. Anyway, but the Wiz will play Lean on Me in the next round.
Yeah. Yes.
All right. Number 39, Hidden Figures, 2016, versus number 62, Glory, 1989.
Oh. All right, Hidden Figures is good, but I gotta go with Glory.
You gotta go with Glory.
Yeah. Another Denzel.
And Glory will play Waiting to Exhale in the next round.
All right, good. Eat the layup.
Number 40, 12 Years a Slave, 2013, versus number 61, Remember the Titans, 2000. Some more Denzel for you.
Oh, yeah, but this ain't going to make it. 12 Years a Slave.
Ooh.
Yeah. I love me some Remember the Titans, though. That's a good movie for me.
Again,
but 12 Years a Slave was, oh, man, that shit was powerful.
Again, I'm going to go off everything I said. I'm going to keep saying it. Remember the Titans, although a good movie, would be a better movie if it wasn't Disney, to me personally.
Agreed.
A better movie wasn't Disney.
Agreed.
Number 41, Daddy's Little Girls, 2007, versus number 60, Barbershop, 2002.
Daddy's Little Girls. Yeah. Get with my daddy, tramp.
So CJ's a low-key Tyler Perry fan. Because there's a lot of Tyler Perry movies that advanced the first round.
Hey, I told you, like, his movies are good. Besides the Madea movies, movies are pretty good.
Mm-hmm. All right. You ready for more Q versus Q? Oh,
man.
Number 42. Number 42, Higher Learning, 1995. Versus number 59, The Players Club, 1998.
Oh. Man. I gotta go ghetto, dude. I'm going Players Club.
Make that money. Don't let it make you.
All money ain't good money.
Mm-hmm. Players Club will play Set It Off in the next round.
Dude, I remember the first time I watched that movie, man. When she first said that, I'm like, bitch, you ain't playing dominoes.
Yeah. 43, A Thin Line Between Love and Hate, 1996. First number 58, Booty Call, 1997.
Yeah, I'll go with Booty Call.
I'm about to say, I think I'm the only person that picked Booty Call because
nope. That shit's fucking weird.
Booty Call will play Coach Carter in the next round. Number 44, Ray, 2004. Verse number 57, Antoine Fisher, 2002. Mm. Got biopic versus biopic.
Yeah, man. I'm going with Ray on this one.
I think I went into a Fisher. You can't. I mean, either of us could go on, but I think we went into a Fisher. Because I'm still here. I'm still strong.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, but him coming back from fucking heroin and all that, dude, that's hard to come back from, huh?
Mm-hmm. Number 45, Black Klansman, 2018. Verse number 56, 42,
2013. Yeah, I don't know, 42. Black Clans was pretty good, though.
It really was. 42 will play the Five Heartbeats in the next round.
For some reason, I just picked my head like biopic versus biopic. I'm like, wait, hold up.
Number 46, Malcolm X, 1992. Written number 55, Dead Presidents, 1995.
Malcolm X.
Can't go wrong with Denzel at all.
Yeah.
Number 47, Bad Boys 2, 2003. Written number 54, Baby's Kids, 1992. I can never get that out. Every time I say that back to him, I just laugh. I can never get out.
Man. Oh. I want to say Baby's Kids. Just see what happens. No, I'll go with Bad Boys 2.
So you know that what's his face?
Robert Harris.
Well, Robert Harris. He actually wrote the skit for Baby's Kids. He did on stage. However, though, he passed away before it didn't go up. So Faison Love was actually the voice of Robert Harris.
Oh, okay. So I didn't know the whole Faison Love thing, but yeah, like I knew that. I knew Robert Harris had a whole stand-up set. Mm-hmm. About Baby's Kids.
Mm-hmm.
I thought his stand-up came first, and then he created
His stand-up came first, and then he passed away, and then they did the movie. He was doing a virtual movie, but then Faison Love did the voice for Robert Harris.
Yeah. Yeah, because I see a little bit stand up, and that action is ridiculous.
it's fucking hilarious. Oh, like, Robert Harris is one of the most underrated black comedians of all time. Like, he's fucking funny as shit.
Like the few things they show him, man, I don't think they give him enough time to do his shit. Mm-hmm. Like he was great in House Party, mm-hmm. and then fucking Harlem Nights. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, and he really didn't have enough time in Harlem Nights, but there were so many people they had to give time to. I understand that.
Man, Harlem Nights is the mecca of black comedy, black comics.
For real, that's got everybody.
Yeah. All right, number 48, Above the Rim, 1997. Written by 53, Crooklyn, 1994.
I don't know, Crooklyn. I just watched
Little Girl in New York.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. Both real.
Okay. Took you a long time for that one, but yeah.
I was trying to think. I was like, all right. If I know I just watched it at least 3 or 4 days ago and I can't remember it, nah, I can't vote for it.
All right, two more. Number 49, Love Jones, 1997. Birth number 52, The Princess and the Frog, 2009.
The Princess and the Frog.
Just watched that with my daughter a couple days ago.
Yeah.
And the Princess and the Frog will play House Party in the next round. And last but not least, number 50, Judas and the Black Messiah, 2021, versus number 51, Why Did I Get Married, 2007.
Oh, good. I was like, ooh, please, easy one. All right. Oh, yeah, Judas and the Black Messiah.
And Judas and the Black Messiah will play Bad Boys in the next round.
Oh, no.
Which means that Above the Rim will play Coming to America the next round. Bad Boys 2 will play Jason's Lyrics in the next round. Malcolm X will play The Help in the next round. Ray will play Purple Rain in the next round. And Daddy's Little Girls will play 12 Years a Slave in the next round.
All right.
Round two. Moonlight versus The Last Dragon.
Oh, I'm not going to do it. Moonlight.
Oh, shit. I'm 100% surprised at that.
I want to do it so bad, but man.
This is your bracket. Nobody cares what this is yours.
Dude, I do. I got my integrity.
Okay. All right. Cool.
Yeah, I love me. Ooh, you know that's one of my favorite movies. But mm-hmm. Moonlight is a better movie.
Okay. Get out, or I'm gonna get you, sucker.
Oh, Get Out.
Black Panther or Ali? Ooh.
All right. I gotta say, fucking Black Panther is a better movie, but. Everybody, Ali. That's the movie that made fucking Will Smith's career. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what showed everybody that no, he's not just a little funny dude. You know, he can actually act. He got chops.
Mm-hmm. Friday or Why Do Fools Fall in Love?
Friday.
John Q or Boomerang?
John Q.
Why Do Fools Fall in Love or Hustle and Flow?
Hustle and Flow.
And Hustle and Flow play Moonlight in the next round. Oh. Juice or Drumline?
Juice.
Harlem Nights or Diary of a Mad Black Woman?
Harlem Nights.
The Wood or Two Can Play That Game?
The Wood.
The Preacher's Wife or Training Day? Denzel versus Denzel.
I know. he's too happy in Preacher's Wife. Training Day.
And Training Day will play Get Out in the next round.
Yeah.
Life or Pursuit of Happiness?
I'll go with Life. Pursuit of Happiness is an amazing movie. But if I sit down and watch either one of them, just to actually sit down and watch, I'll pick Life.
Boys in the Hood or Dreamgirls?
Boys in the Hood.
Now Kim manager.
Yeah. Hey, it made it to the second round. Yeah. If it was Evan doing it, it wouldn't have made it that far.
I don't think it made it that far from me, so I'm not going to lie to you. Menace to Society or How to Be a Player?
Menace.
New Jack City or The Great Debaters?
All right. New Jack City. Damn. Meryl Streep versus The Great Debaters, though.
Lean on Me. Or The Wiz?
The Wiz.
And The Wiz will play Black Panther in the next round.
Fuck!
Waiting to Exhale or Glory?
Glory.
And Glory will play Friday in the next round. Set It Off or The Players Club?
Set It Off.
All right. Coach Carter or Booty Call?
Coach Carter.
The Five Heartbeats or 42?
Man. 42.
Ooh.
Yeah, I gotta go 42. Well, yeah, I gotta tell everybody though. If you didn't know, Five Heartbeats is not a biopic.
It's not a biopic, no. 42 will play John.
I just learned that that's last year though.
No, definitely not. 42 will play John Q in the next round. House Party or Princess and the Frog?
House Party.
Bad Boys or Judas and Messiah? Judas and the Black Messiah, sorry.
Judas and the Black Messiah.
And Judas and the Black Messiah will play Juice in the next round. Coming to America or Above the Rim?
Coming to America.
Jason's Lyric or Bad Boys 2?
Bad Boys 2.
And Bad Boys 2 will play Harlem Nights in the next round. The Help or Malcolm X?
Malcolm X.
And Malcolm X will play The Wood in the next round. Purple Rain or Ray?
Ray.
Ooh, I did not see that coming.
Yeah, Ray's just a better movie. Purple Rain is my shit, though.
Ray will play Life in the next round. And last but not least in this round, 12 Years a Slave or Daddy's Little Girls?
12 Years a Slave.
And 12 Years a Slave will play Boys in the Hood in the next round. Which means that Coming to America will play Menace to Society in the next round. House Party will play New Jack City in the next round. And Coach Carter will play Set It Off in the next round. All right, so we're on round three. Whatever your highest seed will get a bye in round four and will automatically go to the quarterfinals.
All right, ready? You do this.
Moonlight versus Hustle and Flow.
Moonlight.
And Moonlight is your bye for the next round. Get Out or Training Day.
Training Day.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah, when I kind of go with good on either way, it's just Training Day that much.
Black Panther or The Wiz?
All right, people will be mad at me. The Wiz.
I'm not. Listen, that can go either or. Okay. Friday or Glory?
Glory.
John Q or 42?
John Q.
Well, you made this time. So John Q will play Training Day in the next round.
Oh.
Denzel versus Denzel, buddy.
Oh, my God.
Juice or Judas and the Black Messiah?
Judas and the Black Messiah.
Harlem Nights or Bad Boys 2?
Harlem Nights.
And Harlem Nights will play The Wiz in the next round. You got The Wood versus Malcolm X.
Malcolm X.
You have Life versus Ray.
Ray.
You have Boys in the Hood versus 12 Years a Slave.
12 Years a Slave.
Menace to Society or Coming to America?
Coming to America.
New Jack City or House Party?
New Jack City.
And New Jack City will play Glory in the next round. Mm-hmm. And last but not least in this round, Set It Off versus Coach Carter.
Set It Off.
And Set It Off will play Judas and the Black Messiah in the next round.
Oh, it's getting down to the nitty gritty.
Which means that Coming to America will play Malcolm X in the next round.
Oh.
And 12 Years a Slave will play Ray in the next round.
Oh. Each one of these is daggers.
So, we're on round four, going to the quarterfinals. Now, the bottom part of the bracket will get a bye. I'll let you know when that comes up. That being said, you ready? We're on round four?
Yep, let's do it.
All right. John Q versus Training Day. Got Denzel versus Denzel again.
Yep, John Q.
All right.
How many Denzels are on this bracket?
A lot. Harlem Nights or The Wiz?
Oh, fuck. Oh, man. Harlem Nights. Oh, Wiz. I took it as far as I could. Oh.
New Jack City or Glory?
Man.
Pulled a bandaid off.
What?
Again,
New York City.
if you have a hard time with any of these matches, you pass them to me.
No, fuck that. Yeah, I'll take my consequences.
Set It Off or Judas and the Black Messiah?
Set It Off.
Coming to America or Malcolm X?
Coming to America.
And last but not least, 12 Years a Slave or Ray?
Ooh. 12 Years a Slave.
And 12 Years a Slave will play Moonlight in the next round, which means that Coming to America will play John Q in the next round, which means that Set It Off will play Harlem Nights in the next round. Which means your bye into the semifinals is New Jack City.
New Jack City, automatically in the finals. Oh shit.
Automatically in the semifinals, your final four, your Mount Rushmore of black movies. All right.
Okay. I'm okay with that.
All right. So let's see what other three movies are going to face New Jack City in the semifinals. You have Moonlight versus 12 Years a Slave.
Moonlight.
Have John Q versus Coming to America.
Coming to America.
And Coming to America will play Moonlight in the next round. So this next movie will play New Jack City in the next round. Harlem Nights or Set It Off?
Harlem Nights.
And here you have it. Your final four.
Oh
Your final four.
no.
It's Coming to America, Moonlight, New Jack City, and Harlem Nights. Now, like I said before, we did this bracket with fan or social media voting, and the final four for that was Coming to America, Black Panther, Menace to Society, and Boys in the Hood. Those are the final four. I also do these for myself, just to see, like. What happens? Do you want to guess how many matches we got in the final four?
Two.
We have two, yes.
Come to America and Harlem Nights.
Coming to America in New Jack City.
Oh, in New Jack City. Oh,
Coming to America in New Jack City. Because Coming to America had to play Harlem Nights in the previous round, and Coming to America was Coming to America. However, though, my final four was Coming to America versus John Q and the Five Heartbeats versus New Jack City.
I see that.
All right. But this is not about me. This is about CJ. Now, CJ, once we do this,
Yeah, I got my fight gear.
so we're in the final four. So your winner will go to the finals, your loser will go to the third place game, and you want to pick a third place winner. All right.
Yeah. Okay.
So, CJ, who's going to the finals? Is it Moonlight or Coming to America?
Come to America.
Mean that Moonlight will be in the third place game. Who is meeting come
I already see how this is gonna play out. Fuck.
Who is meeting? Coming to America in the finals.
Harlem Nights.
Is it Harlem Nights or New Jack City?
Harlem Nights.
And Harlem Nights will play. Harlem Nights will play Coming to America in the finals. However, though, let's do the third place game first. CJ, what's the third best black movie in this bracket? Is it number one, Moonlight? Moonlight, sorry, 2016. Or number 18, New Jack City, 1991.
Oh, New Jack City.
All right. So New Jack City, number the third, Moonlight, number four. However, though, this is about the best one. What is the best black movie of all time, according to this bracket? Is it Harlem Nights? Sorry, it's Harlem Nights, 1989 versus Coming to America, 1988. Eddie versus Eddie.
Yeah. See, me and you, we always have the opposite of, on these two.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going with Harlem Nights for the win and Coming to America number two.
All right. And here's the rankings. Harlem Nights number one, Coming to America number two, New Jack City number three, and Moonlight number four. How you feel about that?
I'm with it.
All right. So that is the black bracket for CJ. CJ, anything you want to say?
Yeah. This is how it should have been, y'all. How the fuck did you get rid of the Wiz in the first round? I don't know what the fuck y'all talking about. I will forever be pissed about that.
I listened. I was mad as hell doing a review show. There's no way in hell that the Wiz went out of the first round. Period.
Mm-hmm. Maybe, especially just fucking
movie, not a black movie.
For real, not even a black movie. Oh my gosh.
Anyway, so CJ's always welcome to do more. We got black. We have a lot of black things that CJ want to do. We got 90s R&B and black actors.
Yeah, we got anything ghetto. We go call CJ. Yeah.
No, anything black, no Denzel Washington movies, hip hop songs, black actors. So, in terms of CJ, you want to come back on? Definitely can. CJ said goodbye, man.
All right, see y'all. You know you love me.
And if you ever want to come on and do a bracket, just hit us up. If you want to come on and do a bracket that I already made. All right, I'm not doing special brackets. You want to do a bracket that I already made. 100%, you can definitely come on, all right?
Yeah. That being said, wait, you're going to make a special one for me? Best Pokemon characters?
God of truth, I'm going to, if I ever do that, I'm going to take the first 104, Gen 4, and just rank them like that.
I was just playing, man. Fuck that.
Bulbasaur versus Mewtwo.
You did Yu-Gi-Oh. I with that. I don't know
the Pokemon. The best Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
Yeah. Put the stomach skull over your ass.
With that being said, my name is DeAndre Robinson. I want to thank CJ for being on here, and we're out. Peace.
Peace.